Once again, as Brother Ernie already has, we welcome you to this convention. Your brethren here in Orlando have been looking forward to this opportunity for many months, and we trust that you have also been looking forward to this. And we believe that the Lord will have a blessing and an uplift for each of us these next 2 days here, sitting at His feet and learning of Him. It is always a privilege to gather together with loads of like precious faith, and we are glad that each and every one of you are here to join us in this privilege and this opportunity to meet together. We have a program that we trust will be spiritually edifying to all of us, and will be served by some brethren from a little nearer and a little further away from us. And speaking of the program, we want to mention that there is a little bit of a change in the program. Brother George Eldridge was scheduled to be here and to serve at this convention, but for health reasons is not able to be here. As many of you know, he has a fairly severe blockage in his carotid arteries and was supposed to be having surgery, or already to have had surgery, but because of just general weakness he is not able to have the surgery yet. And he is scheduled to go in for some further tests this coming week, and then that will sort of determine the schedule for surgery to repair the blockage in his artery. So he and Sister Ruth are not able to be here. They do send their special love. They sorely miss being here. They are keeping us in prayer, and we certainly keep them in prayer during this time. Because of the fact that Brother George is not able to be here, as we said, the program is slightly changed from the original programs that you may have had. We do have revised programs over on the book table, but just in case for any of those who don't have those, this afternoon at 4:30, which was one of the services that Brother George was scheduled to have, our Brother Ray Rawson from St. Petersburg will be serving us at 4:30 this afternoon. And then tomorrow afternoon, Brother George Eldridge was scheduled to give the closing talk, and we have sort of eliminated that service altogether, and we will close the convention somewhat early, or earlier, rather, but we will put an intermission between the praise and testimony and the discourse by Brother Paul Malley. So Brother Paul will serve, rather than at 2:30, will serve at 3 o'clock, and the convention will close at 3:45 tomorrow afternoon. And that's the schedule change for the convention, and we trust it will be a blessing to each of you. If you have any questions or concerns, certainly see any of the Orlando elders, and they'll be glad to help you. We do want to mention a couple of things concerning our brethren. Sister Alice O'Brien of the Orlando class finished her course yesterday. She is the mother of our sister Mary Ellen Batchelor, who is here today at the convention with her husband Jack. And as many of you know, Sister Alice had a severe stroke a couple of months ago while up north in Michigan, and she finished her course yesterday, and we rejoice with her that she has done so faithfully, we trust, and we realize and gain comfort from the Scripture that precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. But let us be sure and extend a word of comfort and encouragement to Sister Mary Ellen and Jack today. Also, we want to just give you an just a very brief report. Brother Bill Broach is not going to be able to be here at the convention. He is battling a physical illness, battling cancer, and is in the hospital, in fact, at the present time. Some of the brethren spoke to him this morning, and he was very upbeat, very cheerful, wanting very much to be here, but is just not able physically to be with us. So I know we all want to especially remember him and his wife Rose in our prayers at this time. There are cards on the table on the side for brethren, various brethren who are not able to be here. Be sure and take advantage sometime during the convention of signing those cards and putting a message of hope and a message of encouragement on them. The convention is being taped. If you want tapes, that's Brother Bob Goodman's little area over there. He will give you the necessary instructions. I'm sure there's a little sheet you can fill out and order forms there for any tapes, audio tapes of the convention. Just one other reminder, we will I'm sure repeat this again tonight, but as you know, tonight we get back the hour of sleep that you lost last April, if you remember. The time changes tonight, back to standard time, so before you go to bed tonight, set your clocks back an hour. If you don't, you'll be here an hour early tomorrow. If you set them ahead, you'll be here 2 hours early tomorrow. It's always nice because a lot of us use that. This is an extra hour of fellowship in the evening, so that'll be nice. Just want to make one or two remarks, and then we turn it back over to Brother Ernie. You see our theme text up here for the convention, taken from 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter and 11th verse. You know, that theme text was chosen several months ago. It was chosen back in May, I believe. Little did any of us know at that time the events that would transpire since then. And there's no need to elaborate on what those are. We all know what those events have been. How appropriate this lesson from the Apostle Peter is to each and every one of us, especially at this time. You know, this third chapter of 2 Peter, the Apostle does not really mince any words as far as the conditions that would exist during the day of the Lord. He speaks in very clear terms, and so it should not be totally surprising to us when we see things happening around us in the world that of the kind that we have seen over the last 60 days. But he also told us in this same chapter to keep things in the proper perspective as far as our own personal lives are concerned. And I think that's really the essence of this text, where the Apostle Peter is really reminding us that even though all of these things must take place in this present social and political and religious and economic order of things must pass away, yet we must maintain, to the best of our ability and with the Lord's help, our holy conduct, our godliness, those Christ-like characteristics that we have come to appreciate and to understand from the Scriptures. He tells us in this context that we also look for a new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. And he concludes this lesson by reminding us that even though we look for such things, that we should be diligent, that we might be found of him in peace and without spot and blameless. And we trust that our gathering here together these next 2 days will help encourage us to put the experiences that the world and this country are going through into their proper perspective as far as we personally are concerned, that we might not be so distracted by these things that they would prevent us or keep us from the consecration, the walk in the narrow way which we have covenanted with our Heavenly Father to do. Let us enjoy ourselves these next 2 days. May the Lord bless and keep each and every one of you and make His face shine upon you. Amen.
Good evening, brethren. How many of you are full? not only from the wonderful temporal food that we had, but the spiritual food that we had today. We were all very much given that privilege, and it was provided for us. What a buffet of wonderful truths. Definitely it was a full course meal. A well-balanced meal. So while tonight we can sit back and start to digest this spiritual food, and I don't know if you want to call this next part of today's menu the dessert, but I'm sure we'll all enjoy the sweet tones that will come from our youngest brethren. They will be starting us off with a selection first, and then it will be followed by our dear sweet sister Joyce Young. After that, we'll have a selection from our brethren, brothers that they would like to share with you. And finally, we'll have three selections from a choral group. And now we would like to have the youngest brethren come out here. And I'm going to show their love for you and for also the Heavenly Father.
Afraid, for I will see you through. Very grateful to the Lord for the blessings of this day. And just think, tomorrow we have the privilege of meeting together at the feet of Jesus to learn more of Him. And we have an extra hour tonight, don't forget, to fall back. You can roll your clock back. You don't have to wait till 2 o'clock in the morning. You can do it before you go to bed, as long as you get up and add that extra hour. And in Florida, you know, everybody has a drink of orange juice before they go to bed, so we're going to have some orange juice over there and some cookies later on. Now we'll have the songs of the night read by Brother David Wentz.
Songs in the Night for October 27th. The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, to the soul that seeketh Him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Lamentations 3:25-26. Let us make no mistake. It is a question of inheritance or no inheritance among them which are sanctified. He who is faithful in that which is least acknowledges the Lord and His provisions in connection with all of His blessings, temporal and spiritual. Will be prepared to look forward with continued zeal and receive the shepherd's care accordingly. On the other hand, those who do not appreciate the meat in due season and the special provisions of this harvest time, these will not be prepared. These will quite likely be deceived by those who endeavor to deceive them and draw them aside to themselves. The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, for the soul that seeketh Him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord.
Now let's all arise, and Brother Rick Sconyers will lead in a word of prayer, thanking the Lord for the blessings of this day, and we'll get to see you all tomorrow morning, early in the morning at 9:30, standard time.
Our gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank Thee again for another day of life. We thank You for Your bountiful blessings You have provided for us today in giving us the privilege to come together and to learn of Thy Word. Now it's up to us, too, that we can follow Thy Word and apply it to our lives daily. We pray, Father, for Your strength and guidance in helping to do this. We pray for all the brethren in the world over striving to do Thy will, and we also want to keep in mind those who are undergoing difficult trials at this time and those who are for sickness or are isolated and going through experiences, that we ask that Thou will be with them and give them strength and comfort. And again, Father, we pray for Thy will to be done in our lives. We pray for Thy kingdom to come, and we thank You for Your Son and His example for us that we can follow. And we pray all things through Your Son's precious name. Amen.